This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The politics of guns on the national stage are changing, and they are changing fast. Gun control has become a big topic on the campaign trail. And when Democratic presidential hopefuls got together to discuss gun policy earlier this month, that shift was crystal clear.
Our teachers should not be armed.
You ought to have a license for owning a deadly weapon.
There's too much power in the hands of the gun industry.
We do not think that those Second Amendment rights trump our right to live.
Joining us to talk more about this is Guns in America reporter Heath Druzin, who is based here at Boise State Public Radio News. Heath, good to have you with us.
Great to be here, Gemma.
Okay, so the sound that we heard in the intro of those presidential candidates, that was from a forum in Las Vegas that you attended, and it's centered around gun policy. So when you were down there, what were you most curious to learn about?
Well, you know, what was interesting to me is that this is a topic that a lot of politicians have studiously avoided, even if they might personally support gun control. Mm-hmm. For a long time in American politics, it's been, pardon the cliche, but a lot of people call it a third rail issue. And that seems to be changing. So I was very interested in how that's changing and why it's changing.
So that is such a good point, because as you said, I mean, it is a controversial issue, to say the least. It seems like, though, politicians, as you said, they don't touch it at all. Why now? Why is that conversation shifting?
Right. There's a lot of reasons for that. The short answer, and then I'll get into the long answer,
okay,
is that they kind of realize that the majority of Americans do support these measures. Not all of them. It's complicated. It's you can't say, you know, Americans support gun control, Americans don't. But one thing that's changed is that the polling has gotten much more sophisticated. So there's been national polls that ask very specific questions about what people do and don't support. And politicians have seen the results, and you see overwhelming numbers supporting things like increased background checks or so-called red flag laws, where you can report somebody who's a threat to themselves or others and temporarily take their guns.
So when you were down in Vegas then and these politicians were talking about this, was that some of the verbiage you saw them or heard them use?
Yes. There was a lot of talk about universal background checks, which is a jargony term, but it basically means that every single gun purchase or transfer would be subject, the people involved would be subject to a background check, where there's some loopholes right now. There was also a lot of talk about red flag laws and laws that basically would require you to safely store your guns, and that's related to keeping people who are at risk safe from suicide attempts.
Okay, so even though most Americans seem to support some form of gun control, it does seem a bit counterintuitive in our culture, but at the same time, have the polls, as you said, just gotten more sophisticated? And is there research behind all of this now?
Yeah. So there is obviously a history of gun ownership in America. Unlike a lot of other wealthy countries, we have very loose laws. And certainly that's something that I would say most Americans, support some right to own guns. But yeah, overwhelming polls have showed that they do want some further restrictions. There's research behind that, but there's also polling that's really, I think, convinced a lot of candidates that it's a winning issue, because candidates don't want to run on a losing issue, obviously.
Right. Okay. So here in Idaho, are gun laws getting more relaxed in our state, which then seems to also go against what the polling is showing?
That's right. Idaho is definitely an exception to everything I've said, and it's not the only one. A lot of very conservative states like Idaho have been going in the opposite direction, even as other states have been passing gun control. In the story, I mentioned our neighbor, Nevada. It's a Western state. It's got a gun culture, but they've passed sweeping gun control recently. But up here, it's gone the other way, and we've actually loosened our laws to the point where we have very, very few restrictions anymore. If you want to carry concealed, if you want to open carry, there's no permits anymore. 18-year-olds are okay to carry within city limits. That just changed. So, yeah, we've been going the opposite direction, and some of our Mountain West neighbors have been going in the same.
But when you look at Nevada, I mean, they had one of the worst mass shootings in history that happened 2 years ago.
That's correct. That's the Harvest Festival shooting where 58 people were killed. It is the worst, the most deadly mass shooting in modern American history. And that really, things were changing in Nevada, but that really, I think, shocked people into action and changed the political calculation. And it changed quickly.
Incredibly quickly.
The next legislative session, the laws changed.
So very quickly, how do you think this plays out in the race for the presidency?
Yeah, that's the multi-million dollar donor question right now. We'll see. It's going to play really well, really good with the Democratic base. I think that's going to be a winning issue for them. Then in the general election, we're going to see gun control groups are hoping that it does, that it plays well and that it's a winner.
I want to thank you for coming in today. We've been talking with Guns in America reporter Heath Drusen. You can listen to Heath's full report on this topic at our website, Boise State Public Radio.org. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters.